Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 2nd of August. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 1007, moving slowly northeast, expected just west of Shannon 1003 by 1800 Sunday. High fastnet 1022, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, westerly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Atsira, South Atsira, southwesterly veering westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers in Forties and Cromarty, good. Fisher, German Bight, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast, becoming variable in Plymouth 2 to 4. Fair, good. Biscay, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Trafalgar, west or northwest 3 to 5. Thundery showers later in northwest. Good, occasionally moderate later in northwest. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 at first in southeast, otherwise southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest. Thundery showers, but fair at first in east, good, occasionally poor in west. West Sole, southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southerly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Shannon, east or southeast 5 to 7. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southwest. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in southwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 in west. Occasional rain in east, good, occasionally moderate in east. The weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 3, 9 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 2, 11 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 2, 16 miles, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west 3, 15 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south 4, 13 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Boomer, west by south 4, 12 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 11 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 4, 1019, falling slowly. Jersey, north-northeast 2, 14 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, north by west 4, 1019. Scilly automatic, northeast by north 2, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Milford Haven, north by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1021, now rising. Aberporth, west by north 1, 35 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Valley, southwest 4, 22 miles, 1020, steady. Liverpool Crosby, west 3, 11 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valencia, east southeast 2, slight drizzle, 27 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west southwest 2, 11 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Malin Head, west 3, 8 miles, 1020, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, west by north 3, 5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will decline eastwards on Sunday, allowing a frontal depression to move in slowly from the Atlantic on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south and later in north. Showers, fair later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southeast later. Showers in north, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 3 or 4, veering northeast 2 or 3, then veering east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 or 4, then veering easterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 1 to 3, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north veering southeast 2 to 4, then backing east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northeast veering east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good. Isle of Man, variable 2 or 3, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good. Isle of Man, variable 2 or 3, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain later, good. Malavkintaya to Ardnamurchan Point, west 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then east 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain later, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 1 to 3. Showers, fair later, good. Shetland Isles, westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, and occasionally 3 later in south. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time approaching 1 o'clock, that's it from BBC Radio 4 for tonight. After the national anthem and the Greenwich time signal, we'll hand you over to the BBC World Service. If you're staying up, don't forget Radio 4 Extra continues through the night on DAB, BBC Sounds and your smart speaker. Radio 4 returns at 5:30 when Tom Sanders will have a new summary, an update to the shipping forecast and bells on Sunday. And I'll speak to you again if you're listening tomorrow evening. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of all of us at Radio 4, wishing you a peaceful night. Nostar. Good night.
Hello there. Coming up on the newsroom, a bomb blast at a restaurant in Moscow has killed 3 people. So who was responsible? Also today, after his policy climbed down, pressure grows on the head of world football. Should he now stand down?
It's his decision, isn't it? If momentum gathers and other confederations issue statements similar to ours, then I think it would make his position untenable. But let's see how the next 24 hours or so goes.
It's Midnight GMT. I'm Nick Mars. And later in the programme...
He wasn't just an experienced and a very strong climber. He led many of these expeditions I was on. He was very fearless. He made impossible happen.
Tributes to a mountaineering great who died on a treacherous peak in Pakistan. And
it's got translucent light transmitting bands that then are interspersed with red ones like a jewel.
We reveal a mesmerizing new underwater species. All coming up after this.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Russian police say a blast at a restaurant in Moscow has killed 3 people and wounded 20 more. Reports say a woman tried to bring an improvised explosive device into the restaurant, which went off, killing the woman, the security guard and a guest. From Moscow, here's Steve Rosenberg.
The restaurant is located in one of Moscow's famous Stalin-era skyscrapers. On Saturday evening, it had been closed to the public and was hosting a private function. The authorities have not disclosed the guest list or said anything about who they believe was the target of the attack. Many Muscovites will suspect a link to the war in Ukraine. In the last couple of years, several senior Russian military figures have been assassinated in and around the Russian capital. For those attacks, Moscow has blamed Kiev.
The FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, is under sustained pressure after he was forced to scrap his plan to sell a stake in the World